Both states have pledged to help Amazon with infrastructure upgrades, job training programs, and, in the case of New York, assistance securing access to a helipad, some of which did not come with a price tag. Still, in New York and Virginia, most top politicians hailed the Amazon news as a major victory and the culmination of an aggressive sales job. We had an unprecedented opportunity to add to the number of jobs, Mr. de Blasio said on Tuesday. The project is a transformational opportunity to diversify the economy of Northern Virginia, which is heavily dependent on government contracting, said Stephen Moret, president of and chief executive of the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. New York sales pitch began in September of 2017, immediately after Amazon began its search for a second headquarters that Mr. Bezos promised would be a full equal to our Seattle headquarters. Amazon executives had realized that if its projections were right, the company needed a plan for its fast growth, said Jay Carney, a senior vice president at Amazon. It made the search public because you can't quietly talk to cities about investing $5 billion in creating 50,000 jobs, he said. Shortly after the announcement, a group of Long Island City leaders, including Elizabeth Luskin, the president of the Long Island City Partnership, a business group, and Alan Suna, the chief executive of Silver Cup Studios, a film and television studio there, were meeting to discuss their plans to bring biotech and life science companies to the neighborhood. But they quickly began talking about Amazon, according to Mr. Suna. Within a month, about 16 sites in the neighborhood had been identified, including the parcels along the waterfront eventually chosen by Amazon. The area is now a combination of public and private land that includes a distribution center for city school lunches, warehouses, studios, and an outdoor bar and grill. When New York City submitted its bid to the company just a few weeks later, Long Island City was one of four spots proposed, along with Lower Manhattan, Midtown Manhattan's West Side, and an area in Central Brooklyn. By January, Amazon narrowed the list to 20 locations, including New York. Amazon visited in April, July, and September, said a person familiar with the meetings. The executives narrowed their search to sites on the west side of Manhattan and in Long Island City before finally settling on the Queens neighborhood.